Before, let's say that word together. Before the church as we know it today, before the Bible as we know it today, before the multiplicity of denominations, before the monasteries, before the universities, before the Sistine Chapel, before any of the great churches, any church was built. Well before your great, 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 great grandparents were born, well before the gospel was ever given in English, before the Nicene Creed, even before today's gospel reading from Mark, which scholars say is the earliest of the four gospels to be written, before all of this, there was resurrection. And just after that was 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Many scholars tell us that this set of verses that are assigned for Easter Sunday go back to just after the events of Jesus' death and resurrection. We're talking about like the 30s AD or so. Reading these verses is like going into the darkest, deepest, mustiest parts of an attic and an old house, and finding a creaky chest and opening it, and finding handwritten letters in cursive on faded paper from a long time ago. And no, not in a galaxy far, far away, but in our own galaxy, in our own world. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at verse 3. Remember, this is St. Paul writing to this tiny little new church in Corinth, Greece. For I handed on to you what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day. And then he appeared to Peter and to the 12. And then he appeared to 500 brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still alive. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, St. Paul says, he appeared to me. It was this very improbable, mystifying, mysterious event that our spiritual ancestors, if we call ourselves Christian, that our first spiritual ancestors felt compelled to share this event with the as the angel said to Mary Magdalene and Salome and Mary, the mother of James, as we heard in today's lesson from Mark, the angel said, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go tell. But go tell." And so the woman did, as did some that they told. And this telling has continued down the baptismal water park slide of 2,000 years of cosmic history until someone told you and someone told me. This message is part of the core of the Christian faith, the core part of it, the resurrection. A priest, a minister, and a rabbit walk into a bar. And the rabbit says, "I think I might be a typo." With respect to the Easter Bunny, the rabbit was right. He is a typo. Because we are dealing this morning with a Jewish rabbi raised from the dead, not a little cutesy, fuzzy thing run off into the bush. However much the resurrection might perplex us, bother us, or astound us, it was not a typo in the first days and centuries of the Christian faith. It was a fundamental of the faith. People died for that fundamental. fundamental of the faith. They could have said, oh, no, I made it up. No, I don't really believe in that. They said, no, please kill me. I believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Our problem, doubts and questions aside, and remember, doubts are okay, questions are welcome, but our problem often isn't so much about before. Our kind of problem is that if we ever think about the resurrection, it's not so much about before, but it's mostly about after. Let's say that word together. After. After death. After you're gone. After your loved one passes. When we're lying on our deathbeds is when a lot of us will think about, if we think about it at all, the resurrection. Resurrection to eternal life. This too is part of that core message of the Christian faith. Little Johnny, who was 6 years old, went on a drive with his grandfather. And when he got back, his mom asked him, Johnny, what did you see? And little Johnny replied, one dumb fool, three morons, and four idiots. And one grandpa told me I should not tell you about. Every Christian preacher could, and probably should, be accused of malpractice if we do not tell you about the resurrection. If we do not do what the woman did on the first Easter, go and tell. Go and tell about the resurrection. Now, the resurrection is certainly about before, and the resurrection is certainly about after, but the resurrection is also about now. Let's say that word together. Now. Again. Now. Martin Luther, anyone heard of him? Raise your hand. The great Protestant theologian of the 16th century has said these words. Our Lord has written the promise of resurrection, not in books alone, but in every leaf of springtime. The resurrection is the power of God to bring new life, a new day, into the present moment. The resurrection proclaims that your yesterdays do not have to define all of your tomorrows. That the lost can be found. That there is grace, forgiveness, for the most terrible thing you have ever done or will do. You know, we face lots of deaths in life. The death of a dream, the death of a project, the death of a relationship, the death of desire. And there's also the deaths that we deal to ourselves and out to other people through our faults and sins. But the resurrection proclaims that you and I can rise from these very real spiritual and psychological graves by the power of the Holy Spirit. And did you know that the Eucharist is the meal of the resurrection? Every time that you receive Holy Communion, you're receiving spiritual nourishment, empowerment to live in the now of the resurrection. The now. So, receive regularly. I'm going to rewind that one. Receive regularly. John Shea, the 20th century Catholic theologian, said these words. What the resurrection teaches us is not how to live, but how to live again and again and again. This is good news for the now of your life. The now of your hopes, the now of your struggles, the now of your family situation, the now of your marriage, the now of your health, the now of your whatever. Even the now of your faith or your lack of faith. Even the now of our world's traumas and trials. This is what it means to proclaim good news. Power of the resurrection. So, indeed, please hear me. Trust in the before of the resurrection. Trust in the after of the resurrection. Believe here this morning in the now of the resurrection. Receive it in Christ. Share it in Christ. Live it in Christ. Hey, you've been told. Go.